Welcome to the Mindful Moments for Families and Schools podcast. This is Kelly Winkler, your host. If you are a parent or a teacher who would like to have a more peaceful, calm, and centered environment, then you are in the right place. In this podcast, we will learn to weave yoga and mindfulness into your daily routines to help both you and your children be able to regulate your emotions, feel connected, and be resilient. I'm excited to share these incredible tools with you, so let's get started. Welcome back to Mindful Moments for Families and Schools. This is Kelly. Just a few updates before we get into today's meditation episode. One thing is that I wanted to talk about is a little update on last week's episode. So last week I talked about reading John Acuff's book Soundtracks, and I have been working on his recommendation of repeating some new positive soundtracks every morning and every evening. I have been doing that. I have not been perfect at it. I have missed a few here and there, but the exciting thing is that even though I've missed a couple of times, I have noticed that these positive soundtracks are just popping up in my mind throughout the day, which is awesome. So it's really amazing and incredible that when we repeat positive soundtracks or positive self-talk, those messages pop up for us throughout the day without us even having to think about it. So that was exciting to me. So I'm enjoying doing that, and I will keep updating you on how it's going. I'm going to do that for a whole month, and I will let you know how else it goes. I also wanted to mention that I am going to be offering an opportunity. You will start to hear some wonderful children's book authors doing a book read aloud of their children's book on some of our Monday episodes. So that's exciting. I absolutely love books, especially children's books. And I've had on some wonderful children's book authors already. So that's exciting. They're going to be doing a read aloud of their story on the episode and letting you know where you can find the book. And you can also hop on to my IGTV to watch a video of them reading the book. So that you can share that with your child and enjoy these wonderful books. Also, if you know anyone or you yourself have a book that is either yoga and mindfulness book or a book linked to social emotional learning, please feel free to reach out to me and I can share some of the details of how you can join in on sharing your book. So that's the second update that I wanted to give. And then the third update is that after today's Mindful Monday episode, I am going to be taking a short break from my Monday episodes for the rest of June. I will still be here with interviews on the Thursdays because those are all recorded and ready to go. But over the next week and a half or 2 weeks, there's a lot of activities happening for my family. School is coming to a close for my kids. There's a lot of end of the year programs happening, and my children, some of them are wrapping up on their sports season. And we just have a lot of family activities happening. And I'm also wrapping up on my spring classes and prepping to get ready for my summer programming. So it's a busy time of year, so I've decided to take the next 2 weeks to focus on my family and enjoy these special moments with my kids. And again, you'll still hear me on Thursdays for interview Thursdays. And I encourage you on the Mondays to go back and listen to any episodes you may have missed. There are over 60 episodes, almost 70 now, that you have in the library for you to go back and listen to. So if there's any episode that you've missed, I encourage you to go check out and see what you can find. There's episodes of all different topics, lots of Mindful Monday episodes, and then of course, wonderful interview episodes. So I hope you can go back and enjoy. I will be making some recommendations on my Instagram page of some of my favorite episodes or some topics that I think are important for you to listen to. So that was the third update. And today we are going to be doing a meditation episode, as I promised. And I am sharing a beautiful meditation, a guided meditation today, that is written by Amanda James. And this meditation appears in an ebook of guided meditations that are wonderful meditations for you to share with children and adults alike. And today's meditation is called The Light Circle. I will put a link to this ebook in the show notes so you can hop over and check it out. I recommend that if you like to share guided meditations with your children, or if you're a teacher in your classes, this has some really, really wonderful choices of guided meditations. So definitely head over and check it out. Let's enjoy this meditation. Let's begin by finding a nice, comfortable seat. Or maybe you want to lay down. Once you've settled into a nice, comfortable position, let's begin to bring our attention to our breath. Take a nice deep breath in. Open your mouth and let all the air out. Begin to relax your body. Notice your feet. Squeeze your feet. Tighten your leg muscles. And then relax. Wiggle out your legs and your feet. And forget all about them. Let's do the same with our hands and our arms. Tighten the muscles in your arms. Squeeze your hands. And then wiggle out your arms. Wiggle your fingers. And then let your arms and your hands be still. Forget all about them. Take another nice deep breath all the way into your belly. Feel your belly move out. And then let all the air out. To keep your eyes closed, stay very quiet and still. Imagine you see a tiny spot of light floating above you. Look at it carefully. Describe the color. Is it a bright light? Or is it more misty and soft? The light just floats above you. It begins to grow larger and larger, like a bubble being inflated. As the light grows bigger, you can feel the warmth it creates. The bigger the bubble of light, the warmer and more cozy you feel. Like a perfect blanket. What sound does your light make? Or maybe it's silent. Does your light have a wonderful smell? You feel the colored light on your forehead and through your hair. It spreads gentle warmth along your shoulders and chest, down to your belly. The circle of light keeps growing, sending warm light to your legs and each toe. Rest here under your warm, safe circle of light and let the warmth relax you more and more. Now notice your light becoming smaller, little by little. The warmth remains. You still feel warm and snuggly. Keep watching your light as it returns to the tiny circle it started as, floating above you. You can imagine that light follows you wherever you go, providing warmth and relaxation whenever you need a break or some quiet time. Take another big breath in your nose, filling your belly. Breathe out. You may begin to wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. And if your eyes are closed, blink, open your eyes. I hope you enjoyed that meditation. And remember, it's always going to be here for you, so you can come back and enjoy it time and time again. I will be back on Thursday with an interview episode. And in the meantime, remember, take a deep breath. Thank you for joining me on my mission to spread peace and joy by introducing children and families to the power of yoga and mindfulness. I could not achieve this goal without all of you listening and trying these tips with the kids in your life. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, please subscribe and leave me a review. If you would also suggest this podcast to parents and teachers, I would be so grateful. If you would like to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at Mindful Moments for Families and on Facebook at Kidding Around Yoga with Kelly. For more information on my offered programs, such as yoga classes for children and adults, workshops and professional development, and corporate chair yoga, visit my website at kiddingaroundyoga.com/Kelly. I'll see you all here on our next episode. But in the meantime, remember, take a deep breath.